Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is Gresh and Keith.
Celtics are trading Kemba Walker, the number 16 overall pick in 2021. And the 2025 second round draft pick to Oklahoma City for Al Horford, Moses Brown, and a 2023 second round pick.
Andy Gresh.
I just want to give a shout out to Major League Baseball. I saw y'all new thing where if y'all catch pitchers cheating, you're going to suspend them from 10 days with pay. Way to stick it to those cheaters.
Rich Keith.
Mac, he's a young guy, but I think he's going to be special here in the future.
Pump the freaking brakes.
Nope. Gresh and Keefe.
Long ding-dongs, sign me up. I'd want to ride one.
On WEEI.
Well, that's completely out of context, but, well, that's a part of what we do here with Gresh and Keefe on the WEEI Sports Radio Network, WEEI.com, the Odyssey app. Another chance for you to win $1,000 coming up in our national cash contest. We have some interesting stuff via the interwebs, and then we'll get into our conversation in terms of looking ahead to the possibilities for the Celtics. Keith, I know you've got some quotes from Brad Stevens, but Ryan McDonough, who, of course, has joined us on the show.
Friend of the show.
At MCDNBA, tweeted the following. For any Celtic fans questioning whether Al Horford still impacts winning, he played in 23 of Oklahoma City's first 34 games. The Thunder's record on March 1st, 14-20. He only played in 5 of the Oklahoma City games after March 1st, and the Thunder were 8-30.
Yeah, tank mode was on, so it wasn't that he was just, you know, bad last year. I think it's kind of more the same. I don't think he's dropped off that much, but that's just it when it comes to Al Horford. You know, if you're expecting 20-10, well, you're not getting that. If you're expecting, you know, this all-star player, you're not getting that. But still a good fit for this team in particular. I think he's a really good fit with Brown and with Tatum. They still need to figure out what they're going to do at point guard. But he's a good defender. He can stretch the court a little bit, you know, make big men chase him outside by the 3-point line, and he's a professional. So I'll take him. Now, is he worth $27 million? No. You're gonna get into that same debate if you want.
But Kemba wasn't worth 34.
Correct. So I will take Al Horford with also the anticipation of another move, you know, with some of the money that they freed up. So I like it a lot. I think it shows good aggressiveness early from Brad Stevens.
And the young big in Moses Brown as well.
Why not? Like, just like an absolute bonus. 9 points, 9 rebounds last year, albeit on a bad team, but only 21 years old. So you bring him in here, a little bit more Time Lord insurance. So if he's fighting injuries, which it feels like he might throughout his career, you have another guy. It also makes Tristan Thompson expendable. $9.7 million, you can send him somewhere else, maybe even get a little something in return, or make it part of a bigger deal.
Package him with Smart, and maybe there's something happens. I know Brad Stevens, the name that you had mentioned there, he has apparently spoken on this trade
already. So I got, do you want a quote on Kemba or a quote on Horford?
Let's go Kemba first.
All right, Kemba, quote, Kemba is a true professional and a great teammate and player. I want to thank him for his tremendous impact and the positive contribution he's made both to the Celtics and the city of Boston.
Oh.
Okay.
Very nice.
All very nice.
All right. Now the new guy.
Al played a critical role both on and off the court during his time in Boston, and we're excited to welcome he and his family back to the Celtics.
Oh, that's right, because his sister's here. His sister's going to be tweeting.
His ability to elevate teammates with his experience and leadership make for a great addition. So just kind of, you know, cookie cutter.
Okay.
Cookie cutter stuff there from Brad, but you know, thanks for your time, Kemba. What I also find kind of fascinating is the three biggest free agent signings. Although Kemba was technically a trade, right, but he was a free agent, so let's just call him a free agent. Gordon Hayward, Al Horford, Kemba Walker, none of them played 4 years. They all signed four-year deals. The other two guys opted out. Now, Horford's back, but they opted out and then signed elsewhere for more money. And then Kemba, you had to trade him after the second year.
It's going to go down as one of those great what could have beens, because it feels like when Gordon Hayward's ankle went the other direction, everything changed.
Yep. Absolutely, it did. And so now you got to sort of rebuild again.
So we're going to look ahead to some of the free agents, not in this cycle, but next cycle, in case Brad Stevens can't go make the next seismic move to bring in someone at point guard. They'll be handing out some money just like we're about to right now.
Another typical cash giveaway. Here's this hour's code word on WEEI.
This hour's code word is play. Text play to 72881 now for your chance to win $1,000 in our national cash contest. Message and data rates apply. Do not text and drive. Again, this hour's code word is play. Text that to 72881 for that chance for $1,000 in our national cash contest. Make sure you're following us on Twitter at Gresh Keefe. That is growing each and every day. That's where you can get all of the fun connected to this show. So I think you and I are sharing a brain on this, in that this was move one.
Yes.
And there's more to come in terms of trades this year. Are you buying that?
Oh, 100%. Because you don't trade a first-round pick to get rid of Kemba Walker just to get rid of Kemba, or just to bring in Al Horford. It's like, oh, Al Horford fixes things. Like, look out, Eastern Conference, Al Horford's back. Like, that's not the reality. It's just he is a better on-court fit, but not like this dramatic change. But it frees up money. Just next year alone, it's a $9 million difference. And if you throw in the fact that the second year on Horford's deal, the second year remaining, it's partially guaranteed. So the difference is $73 million owed to Kemba Walker, $41 million owed to Al Horford. So that just provides more flexibility. And Moses Brown makes nothing. So you're adding this guy for $1.5 million for the next few years. So you throw him in there in the mix as well. So it just gives them ability to do more things. So whether it's adding the third star this year somehow with some creative trade, or next year, whether it be in free agency or yet another trade, it allows you to do that. And, oh, by the way, if you're going to have a guy on a bad deal on your team, you might as well get the most on-court value you possibly can. And Horford, again, I'm not trying to sit here and tell you he's a great player, but I just think he's going to do better with this group than Kemba Walker would have done.
I think their expectation is just be Al. Just be what he was here the first time around. And even though it didn't make people happy, if he's that, then he'll fit in with this team. We've had some texters and other people on Twitter at Gresh Keefe or at Keefe21, at The Real Gresh, G-R-E-S-H, who are saying that, well, they got Horford here to move him somewhere else.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so, and I think it's going to be tough, and I know there's the report that Oklahoma City is going to work with Kemba Walker and maybe trade him, but I think that's easier said than done, because those were two bad deals that kind of lined up, and they were able to, in Oklahoma City's case, they're not trying to win next year. So they'll take Kemba for now, and they'll take that first-round pick. They'll take the number 16 pick and give up Al Horford. They don't care if they're giving up Al Horford, whereas the Celtics, I think, are going to keep him. I think they missed having the big man who can also pass a little bit. And we would always make a big deal those games where Time Lord had a bunch of assists. We're like, oh my God, maybe he can kind of do it a little bit. But Horford, you know, can do it. Plus, he can step outside and shoot the three. And he is pretty good defensively. So I think you'll just take all of that. He's clearly going to be the third, fourth, and depending on what they do, maybe even the fifth option offensively. Like, let's see what else they do. Even if they just bring back Fournier, Horford's what, the fourth option offensively?
Maybe. Yes.
Like, you know, so you don't have to rely on the guy. And I don't think the, oh God, he's a max contract guy putting up, you know, 14-7. I don't think he'll have that stigma this year, because he's not making over $30 million. He's better than, like, Kemba Walker, you would have been dealing with that same thing. And so I think you sort of understand now. There might be less pressure on him this go around than there was last time he was here.
So we start to think about the next moves, right? I know that even you and I have just thrown together loosely, well, you got Thompson in the last year of his deal. You got Marcus Smart in the last year of his deal, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
So that would make you think that maybe if there is a trade, is there that point guard out there who might be in a similar situation like Smart and Thompson in that they're in the last year of their deal, but their teams need a little bit of a shakeup, right? So here are the guys going into the last year of their contracts this year, just like Thompson and Smart,
okay.
Right?
Yep.
Terry Rozier.
I don't want him back.
At 18.9.
No, thank you.
Goran Dragic.
Yeah, at that point, he's going to be too old.
Rubio was brought up.
Yep.
Okay. Patrick Beverley, 34 years old.
Yeah, right, see, now. He's kind of old, too. I like Beverley a couple years ago. Kind of like a Marcus Smart-ish type
Well,
player.
There you go. Yeah. Smart is next on this list of
okay.
free agents for 2022.
Right.
Then you have Corey Joseph and Spencer Dinwiddie, and then you start to go down the list a little bit, and you get into George Hill, Deion Wright, Tyus Jones, LaMelo Ball ain't going anywhere. You've got Rondo and Trae Young. No, they're not going anywhere. No.
Was it Lonzo Ball, you mean?
It says here LaMelo. It's a club option. So they have him on the list of the club options.
He's not going anywhere.
Like Ja Morant, LaMelo Ball, Darius Garland.
No,
those guys are all going to be. But when it comes to the veteran free agents, right? So let's say there is a trade and we get through the 2021-22 season and we're talking about next year's free agent class. The names that could be there would be John Wall, Russell Westbrook, Chris Paul, Kemba Walker, Kyrie Irving. Now, Walker and Irving have player options.
So they're probably going to pick him up. Yeah.
So does Wall and Westbrook, which is insane.
Yeah.
Steph Curry is going to sign something else.
Yep. Oh, yeah. He'll sign a monster deal.
And there you go. So in the
probably
league.
Trade.
But that's the thing. In the league, is there a point guard who is contractually set for a couple of years that Brad Stevens is going to be able to identify and turn around and trade for?
Well, I think that's a possibility, but I also think there's a couple of free agents this year. We mentioned Derrick Rose and Mike Conley. Like, I would go after either one of those guys.
On a one-year stopgap, or if you have to give them, like, I don't think those guys have huge leverage, though. I don't.
And I think Derrick Rose is going to make more than he did this year, but this year he wasn't making very much. It was like $7 million because he had to prove that he could be healthy and all that other stuff. And he had a good year. Maybe he'll get a little bit more, but it's sort of a veteran presence. And he's changed his game a little bit. He's Derrick Rose 2.0. I don't know if Conley would have any interest in leaving Utah, but he's going to be a free agent. He's made a ton of money. But that type of player, give me the pass first with the ability to score point guard, not the scoring point guard with the ability to pass or, reluctant to pass. Because you have, unless you trade Jaylen Brown, and that's the one scenario where if you trade Jaylen Brown and you bring in a dominant scoring point guard, then so be it. But as long as you're going to have Tatum and Brown, I don't need another guy that thinks he's 20-plus points per game. I don't think that's what you need. But I also don't want Marcus Smart forced into that role or elevating Peyton Pritchard to be the starting point guard. So this, to me, you're right, is just sort of step one in the Celtics offseason to-do list for Brad Stevens.
Do guys like, and I know there's a player option on a guy like Chris Dunn for $5 million. There's Avery Bradley on a club option.
No, I don't want any of that.
At 5.6 million. But I mean, just in terms of the, if you can't go find the right guy, what might be some other veteran dudes that might be out there like a Derrick Rose type? Like, there's, Ish Smith is...
No, I mean, at that point, I would get Rubio. I know he's under contract for one more year, but I would try to make a deal for somebody like that.
How about Austin Rivers or Brad Wanamaker?
Take
any of those two
hike.
Guys?
See you later. No,
it's,
thanks.
What happened to, like, are there only really maybe, like, 8-9 good point guards in the league anymore? Like, when I'm looking at this list...
There's a ton of good point guards.
No, but I mean, but ultimately they're going to be available. Like, there's a lot of dudes that are good, like a Doncic, but obviously they're locked up. But when you look at this list as well, like, once you get past some of the dudes at the... the top of the free agent list this year, Walt, like Conley and Lowry, and those guys are 33 and 35.
Yeah, they're older.
There's no prime point guard coming free.
No, and because those guys are going to be locked up. So you have to go to like the trades, because the point guard is actually a really deep position, I think, in the league, because you have Curry, you have Lillard, you have Doncic, you have Paul, you have Irving, Trae Young. Like, those guys were all all-stars, all NBA players. De'Aaron Fox is really good. Colin Sexton is good. Ja Morant is really good. LaMelo Ball is rookie of the year. You know, you have a bunch of guys. Ben Simmons could get traded. I don't want him, but I'm just saying that the more than half the league probably likes the point guard that they have. And then so it's like, all right, who can you get? Who do you want to be that guy? And the Celtics went from Isaiah Thomas to Kyrie Irving to Kemba Walker to now who? Like, who's right. going to be that next guy? But all three of those guys were really score-first point guards. You know, I mean, Kyrie's playing the two, essentially, for... You know, actually, Harden, I didn't even mention Harden. Like, Harden's a point guard. Like, so there's a ton of good point guards in the league, but that has to be, I would think, on the list of what's next for this Brad. And also Fournier, too, I think.
Well, there you go. There's another thing.
Do you want him back? How much does he want?
What do you do with Fournier now, yeah. right? You just kind of let him go off into the wild yonder and be like, okay, we made the deal. Or Brad could say, well, it was Danny's deal, you know?
He could. And, I mean, he would know what the fit is like and if he's worth it. Now, you do have, like, the bird rights with him, so you have the ability to bring him back. But how much of your cap do you want given to him? He was a tricky guy to figure out because he missed all those games. He had some where you're like, oh, he fits in great. Love him. Then he had others where he was horrible. So I don't really know what the true Evan Fournier is, like, on a good team. Like, he put up points with Orlando. Okay. Somebody's going to score for Orlando. Right. Like, somebody's going to score for Oklahoma City next year. Somebody's going to score for those teams. So I he was a tough guy to figure out.
So right now the Celtics roster on the inside has, well, and we'll still put Tristan Thompson in there because he's on the team.
I think they have 12 guys under contract. And they have the ability on Jabari Parker, but I'm not including him because that's a team thing. They can keep him or not.
And you
he
can,
may not.
You can get him back easy.
But I believe
think.
It's just is Tatum, Brown, Smart, Horford, Tristan Thompson, Romeo Langford, Aaron Nesmith, Grant Williams, Peyton Pritchard, Time Lord, Carson Edwards, and the recently acquired Moses Brown. I think that's what they have right now.
So of those wings, of those bench players, is there one you'd like to keep in particular? Do you like Langford? Do you like Nesmith?
I think I like Nesmith a little bit more just because of the ability to shoot threes. I think I'll take that because I think, especially if you have guys like Tatum and Brown who can create their own shot, mm-hmm. don't you need to surround them with guys that can just kind of stand in the corner and make you pay? There's too
agreed.
Many times in the postseason where Tatum would get all his attention, he'd kick it out to Langford, or he'd kick it out to Grant Williams or Jabari Parker, and they would just clang it.
Well, right before they flipped him, right? Wasn't Daniel Tice was in that spot. Remember we were sitting here and be like,
yeah.
second to go in the corner, all Daniel You're Tice like, is the taking the game-winning three.
Like, could Nesmith be a, maybe not a Redick, but like a Danny Green or like a guy like that where you just be serviceable defensively? You know, average to above average defensively and just knock down open threes. That's all we're asking for. Whereas Langford, I feel like, might be better all-around player, but I don't think he'll ever be the shooter that Nesmith is.
So wonder what this does to the, like, Jaylen Brown dynamic. And not that, again, I know people always hoot, oh, my God, why are you trading the guy? Why are you trading the guy? But it was the thought of getting a Bradley Beal or someone like that.
Yeah.
Now that you have Al Horford, and he's such a good passer, do you now still look to do something with Jaylen Brown just to bring in someone else? Or does Al Horford have the ability, because of that passing, to get more out of, say, Tatum and Brown, and now you want to keep them together at least for another year?
Yeah, I feel like this move on its own signals that Jaylen Brown's going to stay.
I kind of agree.
Because your third best scorer you just got rid of, and you brought in Al Horford, who's not a great scorer by any stretch. And so unless there happens to be... Unless it's Damian Lillard or Luka Doncic because he's pissed or somebody like that. Even Bradley Beal, I don't think. And I know he averaged 30 points a game.
Like a superstar trade.
Like, I think it kind of says to everybody, these guys are going to stay and they're going to figure it out with these two.
I'm kind of with you on that. That now it seems like you're almost not completely entrenched because, like you said, if the right deal comes along, obviously Brad Stevens has to listen.
And then there'll be zero excuses for those two guys. Because if those guys thought Hayward was getting in the way, or Kyrie was getting in the way, or Kemba was getting in the way, it's like, all right, just you two now. Like, you're the two scorers on the team.
That's right.
You're the offense now. So if the team is, you know, 500 again and the seven seed, well, that's squarely on those two guys.
So I also wonder, too, what this might do to the coaching search only from the standpoint of you didn't go get Al Horford to attract a coach. However, when you get someone like Al Horford, you're committing to be able to play a certain style, mm-hmm. or at least it is close to maybe the way Brad Stevens ran things.
Yeah, and I also think it's the coach comes in here and he's like, all right, my team isn't entirely early to mid-20s guys.
Right.
I have a guy who's been in the league a super long time. In fact, depending on who they hire, it might be somebody who played against Horford. Like, just the way things are, you know,
right.
Like, and it might not be that much older than
like
Horford.
If Billups is the guy, yeah, you're like, oh boy.
Okay.
Hey, Al, that one night in Detroit.
So you get somebody that sort of helps you out. And that's one of the things where we've said about like Bruce Cassidy. I think Bruce Cassidy is a good coach, but also he had Chara for a while. He has Bergeron and Marshawn and Krejci. Like, he's got a bunch of leaders on his team, so it makes his job a lot easier. And so Horford kind of gives you that a little bit. Like, all right, good. I'm not the only adult in the locker room now.
Exactly, so that right. Helps. That's yeah. I like it that way. And by the way, Texter, we're not trying to trade Jaylen Brown, but you have to have open discussions about what to do with this team. And if right. that guy is the draw, again, if Dallas calls and says, well, there's Doncic. We want
gone.
Brown. And, right, gone.
Out the door. See you later.
Right? And there's no way you don't entertain bringing in Bradley Beal. And
yeah, you
if that's
it,
the right. guy that, right, you at least got to consider these things.
Damian Lillard. I mean, if Damian Lillard's going to get traded this offseason, you better be at least on the horn. Brad Stevens can't sit that one out.
And if there was someone who picked up the phone and on the other end was Brad Stevens saying, hey, we'd like to give you a Kemba Walker, and someone did it, doesn't that really fit under anything is possible?
It is possible. You trade a Kemba Walker. Brad Stevens already off to a tremendous
say,
start
right?
as
like,
president of basketball operations.
He's a win for just being
yeah,
able to move on from this guy.
The unthinkable.
Anything is
possible.
There we go, baby. Don't forget, we've got your contributions via the 3 T's, the old Rise of the Machines, Twitch. That chat is being manned by Shime.
Yes.
Who's like a nice plump peach today for those of you who are watching on Twitch. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI on Twitter at Gresh Keefe and via the text 37937. We'll have some fun next, but first, here's Shime with Trending.
The best off-season Patriots coverage can be found here. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram's Jeep Freedom Days. Save up to $7,000 on all new Jeep SUVs and Ram trucks. The Red Sox start up a series in Kansas City with the Royals tonight. First pitch 8:10, pregame 7:10, and you can catch all the action right here on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. Your Boston Celtics have traded Kemba Walker and the 16th pick and a 2025 second round pick to the Oklahoma City Thunder for Al Horford, Moses Brown, and a 2023 second round pick.
Wow.
Thank you, Wiggy. The Lightning beat the Islanders 2-1 last night to take a 2-1 series lead. The Bucks beat the Nets 104-89, forcing a Game 7 in that series. The U.S. Open off and running today. Russell Henley and Louis Oosthuizen atop the leaderboard. Ooh, also a new member atop the leaderboard, Richard Bland.
My guy.
Of England. 3-under on the day, putting
us
him
Richards.
At 4-under in the tournament.
Got to stick yes. together.
You Richards really got to stick together.
Uh-huh.
Riches.
Yep.
Three guys tied atop the leaderboard at 4-under right now at the U.S.
Rich
Open.
Keefe is a big-time radio sports show host. And now he talks about his bank account. It's Riches.
Doing pretty well.
Got a lot of them over
Doing
there.
Doing pretty well. Bought a large coffee today.
Your bank account full of snake bits.
I will Got say, it. I am surprised. Snake I am surprised for someone who's frugal with a dollar that you yeah. do go to one of the coffee places I where know. The price point is yeah. much higher than others.
Great rewards program there, though.
Yeah, they do. So you should have seen the bad boy I got today because it was a free coffee. This thing would have cost me $8 on the open market.
Yep.
I got it for free.
Exactly. That's the key. Because like, if you get a gift card there and then yeah. you attach it to your like app, you get double the points.
It. You better believe it, Shime.
Bet your bottom dollar.
Uh-huh.
And the European Championship group play continues today. Sweden beat Slovakia 1-0. Croatia and the Czech Republic currently underway 0-0 in the 28th minute. And England and Scotland will face off at 3 this afternoon. I am Chris Scheim, and that is what is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
The Kiefer Madness Week in Review is next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We're back to Gresh and Keefe on WEEI. It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
Kiefer Madness.
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy. Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness with Gresh and Keefe on WEEI.
I bring it. No refunds in the strip club.
Boom, Gresh, you're right.
Handing out pre-printed pamphlets with our social media.
How big are your penises?
Here we go. It's Friday at noon 30. That means it's time for our week in review on Gresh and Keefe. And Gresh, we begin, as we always do here on Fridays, with the little number, trust us. We're professionals.
We're all professionals here, right?
And Twitch, Boston. Excuse me, twitch.tv/Boston, WEEI.
Grzegorz Krychowiak.
So, and I'm trying to pull up the story, but my thing just keeps loading and loading and loading.
Nice.
But
we're professionals.
This hour of Gresh and Keefe brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Rams.
If you want to call it the MVP edition.
This hour's code word is cloud. Text cloud to 2. Damn it. Text cloud to 72881 now.
The Atlanta Hawks rallied from 26 points down.
I wonder if it's Spidey Tech. It says Material Innovation Initiative and all that stuff. I hope I'm not looking on the wrong thing. No. I think I might. But because I type in Spider Tech and like two different things come up.
Well,
it was just me and Shime. You guys didn't make but Shime. This feels week. Like an assassination here.
I feel like this is just wise words with Wiggy, week. Just with me and Gresh.
I mean, really.
I clip everything, and I will have to say, Rich and I did not mess up once this
clean
week.
I can. That is not true. That I can vividly remember John, Keith messing up once or twice.
What do you mean?
Week.
With what? I had a perfect week.
I don't know.
Guy
about
on the
that.
Text line even said so. Great week.
Probably batting like .850, but not
pretty
quite
good.
Perfect.
Pretty good. I mean, we got more to get to here. We can't just have every single thing.
That's true.
Including John trying to read a text that we got involving the potential of Shime having a third nipple. I believe he brought that up.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Brought that up
That's
earlier
right.
in the week. And so let's hear what that sounded like.
Second one. Yeah.
This text is
this
incredible.
Text is...
Can I say
the
this
second?
On the air?
Yeah, go for
can
it.
Can I do this?
Yeah.
I can't do it. Shime's third.
I'll read
oh, come for God.
Shime's
says,
job.
Shime's
great
third
job.
It says, nipple is found behind his zipper.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
Well played, 802. Well played.
Shime.
That put a smile on my face. Yeah.
Shime, you should tell him it's like a button on a fur coat. And then we tweeted a button on a fur coat.
Yeah. And once you see it, you can't unsee it.
That's right. It's like that yeah. BYU runner.
Right.
At The Real Gresh on Twitter. Check it out.
No matter how many times I'm in Trust Us, We're Professionals.
Yeah.
I know I don't screw up as much as John. That makes me feel good.
That's criminally false, okay, but we can move on.
Maybe for another time. We checked in with our friend Jim Justice, the governor of the great state of West Virginia.
That's right.
As there are incentives now, like there are in Massachusetts, there are incentives out there for you to get the COVID vaccine.
We're going to give 5 custom hunting rifles and 5 custom hunting shotguns away on Father's Day. And also on Father's Day, we're going to make one of you a millionaire. We're going to give away $1 million to somebody on Father's Day. That's it. And then we're going to continue that right along. Absolutely. And this is for all people that have been vaccinated.
All right. There you go. Some incentive down there.
Now, we forgot about was the conversion to West Virginia calculator, because $1 million
yeah, good point.
Really is only about 210 grand in West Virginia. And that's the equivalent of having $1 million.
Oh, so maybe that's all they're giving out.
You've been to Morgantown.
Conversion rate.
That's right. Conversion rate. If you've been to Morgantown, West Virginia.
Haven't.
I've ignited a couch. Well, I've seen one.
Oh, yeah. You burned a couch.
Well, at University of West Virginia, we must ignite this couch. And they light couches
light
on
it up.
Fire.
Light it up.
That's because they closed down the dump there.
Makes sense.
Because West Virginia is a state. Other than the Greenbrier is a dump.
Well, we also checked in twice this week with Andy Hart. WEEI.com's Andy Hart, who was down at Patriots minicamp.
Who took
this
some
week.
Heat from other shows for some of the things that he said with us.
Well, and so we have Andy Hart from Tuesday and Andy Hart from Wednesday talking about the quarterback situation going on with the Patriots. Here is Andy Hart on Tuesday.
If I were prone to overreaction to mini camp shorts and t-shirts action, I would say today, June the 15th, 2021, is the day that Mac Jones took a legitimate step towards being the Patriots starter.
The very next day, Andy Hart.
He had a little bit of a step back day. You know, rookie quarterbacks, it happens, Gresh. You see this at all levels. Inexperience is going to rear its ugly head. What do they say? Like, you know, water levels itself out. And there was a little step back for Mac Jones in his coronation as the quarterback.
Okay, so no longer the starter. He is now back to number 2 on the old depth chart. Speaking of the Patriots, also friend of the program, Tom E. Curran, who joins us every Tuesday. He had a fun exchange with Bill Belichick, centered around Stephon Gilmore not being at camp.
Certainly not going to get into injury reports now. It's a little ready for that, Tom.
All right. Is there another way for me to come at this thing? You've been down this road dozens and dozens of times over the years, so not speaking specifically on him. It's a process. It's not – what level of crisis would you put this at? I'm saying it's about a 1.8 right now.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really do levels.
You should. It makes things so much easier.
No. Everybody wants a number.
Everybody wants a number. All right. Well, took a run at it. See ya.
Took a shot. Got rejected like Mutombo, but was in there. Took a shot. Something very scary happened to me this week, Gresh, where on my property, there happened to be a demon snake.
You said you're doing well. Your vast estate.
My
Let's make the change.
Estate. Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's right.
And just outside my moat happened to be a snake.
I have sharks in mine.
You have sharks.
That's
I got
right.
apparently infested with, well, at least a snake, and that led to this story. Yesterday afternoon, probably around 4, I'm in my daughter's room. She's getting up from her nap, and outside the window down on the ground is with that little AC unit thing. And so I hear that it turns on, and that's where usually you hear the fan go. Mm-hmm. But what do I hear? So I run out there, and it's still on, and I look in there, and there's something on top of the fan.
Oh, yeah!
And it's spinning around, and it's like black and like kind of gray. I'm like, there's no way a squirrel got in there. I go out there. The side of the house covered in snake guts. Yep, had to hose the house off. Snake guts everywhere. Snake got torn to pieces. We did get it out of there. And by we, I mean my wife, because I cannot do it. Just too scared. Just too scared of the old snake. Now, a lot of people on the tweets and the text had my back. They were with me as well. They would even go so far as to move, they said. Sell the house.
Wow, that's a little extreme.
Sell the house.
Just for a slimy serpent.
Yes. Well, when Gresh was an intern at WFAN in New York many, many moons ago,
96,
had yourself a little bit of a car accident.
Yeah. Oh, I wake up.
So you looked out and saw what?
Looking right down at my, not that it was out.
Your pants fell off?
No, but I'm saying when I woke up, I'm looking right down
Wait, what were you doing? I don't believe your story.
No, I don't think you fell asleep. When I fell asleep, it was
Hooker
this.
Wasn't wearing a seatbelt. She got out. No problem.
When you hit boom. When the contact was, my head was down, my eyes are open, and I'm looking right down, and I'm like, oh, man. So the woman that I hit
Were you,
from
like,
behind,
aroused or something?
No.
I'm so stuck on this.
Hold on.
I love car accidents.
Hold on. I'm driving. Look at me. I'm driving.
Yeah.
No.
Pants off.
Head down. Pants on. Head
Looking
down.
Looking right at it.
Boom. Eyes open.
How is that a part of the story? So, yeah, you had a little bit of a situation there is what it sounded like.
Yeah. And we missed the good part of the whole Jerky Boy Sounders and the the insurance situation and all that. Yeah.
You can go check
out get
the
this. By the way, I realized after listening to that, I got about 8% of that story out.
Yeah.
And John was like, I want to jump in and say something right away.
It's John's favorite thing.
Oh, my God, Rich, I can't believe it.
No wonder the mic always breaks. Do you see what you're doing to it right now?
I can just go like this. You're a jerky boy.
I've always wondered why there's a microphone even in front of John. Like, what's the point?
I don't know.
I've never gotten a straight answer for that.
I've had a good run. If you were
have
like
you?
That just to talk on the air, what was it like the first time, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, we have a pretty good idea.
Okay.
What first time?
Crapped himself. All right, we will end the week with a little bit of our slow burn from yesterday. This includes Jermaine Wiggins from The Greg Hill Show talking about cookies, including Oreos.
The Keebler Elves cookies? Can I say that or is that like, did I offend somebody?
Nope, you're fine.
You can still use the term elf, I think. Graham cracker cookie, Toll House, I believe it's Toll House.
There you go. Yeah, because he wasn't a big Oreo fan, but there you go. That is Jermaine Wiggins talking Oreos, and there's your weekend review.
Which, by the way, we did not dive deeper into. Have you ever met a person that doesn't like Oreos?
See, I don't love them, but like I'll eat them. It's not my favorite thing.
Right.
Because especially if you don't have milk. Say you're like, you're
they're
somewhere.
Great without milk.
I never eat Oreos with milk.
Really?
Yeah, never. Never.
I need them submerged.
No chalk.
Because then you have chalk in your mouth.
My favorite ice cream, all of them basically have Oreos in them.
All right, well, now you're talking about something different because that's with something.
But even just in general, like I love Oreos. I could eat a whole sleeve of Oreos right now.
So if I gave you a sleeve of Oreos and there wasn't milk to be seen, you would eat them?
I would destroy them right now.
Yeah that's outrageous. Yeah.
No, it's not. I'm a shime on this. In fact, I do think that the people at Oreo are perpetuating a scam on us.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Have you ever seen the... First of all, you look at the regular Oreo, right?
Very thin.
All right, very thin. You take the top off, tiny little layer, right? Double stuff Oreo, pretty good in terms of the filling. Have you looked at the mega stuff Oreo?
Gresh, I only get mega stuff.
Okay, I'm telling you right now, if you go back and look, I think those are the bottom of the regular Oreos with the cream on it, and they do two bottoms and put them together. Because
it's like two double stuff.
But no, I disagree. If you look at the double stuff. There's no line in the cream. If you look in the Mega Stuff Oreo, you can see the line on there where I think they just took those two bottoms and went boom, and there we go.
Interesting. So do you think we have a lawsuit on our hands?
I think we might need a study, first of all, and then we can, you know, consult, you know.
I'll go ahead and do a study this weekend.
Talk to Big Cookie?
Maybe Kim Kardashian will be able to represent us in a,
good
in
first
a suit
case.
Like that. I don't know what's up next.
What isn't up next? Probably a better way of putting it.
Oh. Do you want to do Aaron Rodgers next or no? Like, it was on the list. I don't know. I'm not feeling
we're
it.
We're just discussing this.
It's a producer's nightmare.
No, it really is. I know we're going old school. No, how about this? Let's get to
Kyrie Durant thing?
This was how you used to do it.
Why don't we get to an email that someone sent us yesterday off of Shime's Madden rant. Okay. Ripping his thoughts on quarterbacks.
All right.
We'll do that next.
We'll read an email next. I like that.
5 custom hunting rifles and 5 custom hunting shotguns away.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage
to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Like the show? Of course you do.
I hate this guy.
Tell a friend about Gresh and Keefe on WEEI.
10? Sorry, 10? I forgot. Nine, he lost three
nine.
Times.
Not oh, twice. No.
He lost three.
Can't even keep track. Right. That's the point. Ten.
That's my point. This is stupid. Three, this is, ten, and this five, is why seven. I have grown such a vitriol yes. for these Patrick Mahomes people is because you morons can't just pump the freaking brakes.
Nope.
Let's slow down for 5 seconds. Mm-hmm. This guy isn't God's gift to Earth. He's just a guy who came into the league when offense exploded for one of the best offensive minded coaches in football history. You guys need to relax.
So that was the reaction from our guy Shime to the cover of the latest Madden 2022, or Madden 22 is
yes.
really called.
Right. And the MVP edition.
That's right, where there's Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes on the cover, not like the reigning MVP. And of course, they teased us with the whole two goats on the cover. Well, for those of you who go to WEEI.com, and if you're not on Twitter or something like that, you can reach us through WEEI.com and it says contact us. And Bruce sent in what I guess would be like the equivalent of a handwritten letter. So he sent an email through WEEI.com.
Okay.
And here's
a classic way of contacting us. Not involved in the three T's necessarily, which we'll get to at 1:30.
Exactly.
Sort of an outside the box, old school way of going about it.
And Drew Brees was mentioned as well in terms of how he's overrated relative to Brady and people like
I
that,
think he's
right?
Wildly overrated.
Okay. Yep. Well, old Bruce disagrees.
Okay.
Gentlemen.
Ooh, that's kind. Good start.
Then it's you might want to do your homework.
Oh, boy.
And homework is misspelled.
No, it's not.
H-O-M-W-O-R-K. What is it? You read it where I wrote it? Column from me at WEEI.com?
You can't
homework.
You can't get on your high horse and tell people to do their homework and not have perfect punctuation and spelling throughout.
Roasted.
Otherwise, you're just... Oh, anyway, continue.
No, you're right.
Continue.
And then
you can't do it that way.
All this lets you know the age. Again, all numbers in this essay are verifiable at Pro Football Reference statehead.com, which I think is supposed to be stathead.com.
Oh, what a mess.
And profootballdb.com.
Do you not have spell check on this on your email?
I guess.
Like most emails have spell check. Sir, when it's underlined in red, that means you should go back and change it. Anyway.
So the guy who says the issue of the GOAT centers around Brady and Montana. However, accurate player comparisons are problematic due to statistical sample sizes.
Wrong.
Players with comparable seasons may be a better indicator. For example, Drew Brees has played 19 years. Tom Brady has played 21. Brees leads Brady in passing yards, completion percentage. Brady leads Brees in touchdowns. Postseason teams. And he's got this big breakdown where he's making all of this argument between Brady and Montana and then also trying to kind of stick up for Drew Brees at the same time when, with all due respect to Drew Brees...
Yeah, he's nowhere near.
He's not.
He's nowhere near.
No.
It's like what you were saying before about, you know, somebody like a Matthew Stafford, or find some other kind of modern era quarterbacks who are going to end their careers with similar counting numbers as some of the greats, some of the all-time greats. That doesn't mean that they're in the same conversation. Tom Brady has more than lapped the field. Like, if you want to argue Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, you might have more of a debate. Although I think Aaron Rodgers is a lot better than Drew Brees. But that's still, I don't really get what this guy's point is.
So he says on the touchdowns, Brady has led the league in passing yards just three times in his 21 seasons. He's been a first-team All-Pro only three times. Not really GOAT numbers. Longevity pads the numbers.
What? Longevity pads Drew Brees' numbers, too. That's why Brett Favre led the league in, like, everything. Because he played for freaking ever.
There you go.
But just also, because the quarterbacks win MVP so often, and there's only one quarterback who's all-pro first team and one quarterback who's all-pro second team. So you can be the third best quarterback every single year and never be an MVP or never be all-pro. Yet Brady has been MVP multiple times. And what you can also do is just every year, I think it's pretty easy. Like, you can rank the quarterbacks at the beginning or the end of the season, just who are the best quarterbacks. And for about a 20-year stretch, well, 15-year stretch.
Fair.
Tom Brady was in the top five.
Mm-hmm.
That was our big takeaway the other day, was Patrick Mahomes is trending that way. He's trending that way. But after three seasons as a starter, you can't compare the two. You just can't.
And the gentleman goes on to write about postseason games may be a better gauge to compare players, and then says if one considers Brady's seven Super Bowl rings indicative of an elevated status, then Terry Bradshaw, who has four, is in the conversation of GOAT. And you're right, I think not. Parenthetically, Otto Graham.
What are we doing?
Won seven championships in 10 seasons and then went on. And I don't want to disparage this gentleman. So, Bruce.
What are we doing?
From the Small Planet Institute to send an email or whatnot.
An email. Poorly spelled email.
You can take your pre-1960s NF whatever crap championships.
L.
Throw them out the window.
You don't need them.
Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Don't
not a single person.
Nope.
On the planet.
And I think that even the Bradshaw years, I think you can kind of look through and, you know, you're throwing more picks than touchdowns or whatever else. I think we can kind of, you know.
He also says Trent Dilfer, Joe Flacco, and Doug Williams are better than Dan Marino.
Yeah. He said that out. Yeah,
that says that logic concludes that Trent Dilfer, Joe Flacco.
No.
First of all, he says Dilfer. It's Dilfer.
For God's sake.
Joe Flacco and Doug Williams are superior to Dan Marino.
But Super Bowls are always going to be a part of the conversation when comparing quarterbacks, but it's not the be-all, end-all. Dan Marino is still top 10 quarterback all time. Never won a Super Bowl. How many quarterbacks have? Like, 50 or no, not 50, but like 40 quarterbacks, probably 35, 40 quarterbacks have won.
Well, and if
Marino's still in the top 10.
And if we're really going to get granular on this, Tom Brady played on a team that won a ton of games. So how many games did he play over the course of his career in the fourth quarter where he was packing it in, not throwing the ball a bunch because the team was protecting the lead,
you're counting stats,
versus like a bunch of New Orleans teams who had suck bag defenses where Drew Brees had to throw for 400 yards,
Drew Brees,
be able to win.
Drew Brees celebrated on the field the first downs in a season record. It's a real thing that happened. So all they cared about was stats, and yet he'll go 7-9 with the best of them. Drew Brees will. So get out of here with Drew Brees being like Tom Brady. Really anybody being like Tom Brady.
Exactly right.
Also, Drew Brees isn't even like a top. He's definitely not a top five quarterback of all time.
He's not top 10.
He's borderline.
He's not top 10.
Well, the problem is people are paralyzed by numbers.
Especially if Otto Graham's in there. How do you have room for Drew Brees?
Well, you don't. You can't. Johnny, don't forget Johnny Unitas.
I won't.
Got to put Y.A. Tittle on the list, right?
I'd put him on there.
You just wanted to say Tittle.
Burt Jones. That's Belichick's favorite guy.
Oh, that is. That's right.
Some Jones.
Then you have the
I think it
leads.
Infuriates me because these are the people that give stat nerds bad names because I am a stat nerd, but these are like irrelevant stats. You pick and choose which stats you like.
But that's the thing. In a discussion as nuanced, there's a word for
granular
it for the weekend.
Granular and nuanced in this segment. This
for
is big
a
stuff.
A debate as nuanced as who is the best quarterback, you can't point to any one single stat.
That's so right.
This guy has more yards. Okay. Doesn't mean he's the best quarterback. This guy, just because Brady has the most Super Bowls, that alone doesn't make him the best quarterback. It's a big part of his argument, but it's not the only thing. And so we're not just saying the stat compilers or, you know, Patrick Mahomes, 3 years, you know, three, you know, great seasons. Like, okay, there's more to that, though, too. He's got to go further. Like, you were making the case yesterday, 10 seasons, and then you can get in the conversation. I think it's maybe more eight, but either way, that's a big part of it.
I'm with you on that. Final hour with Gresh and Keefe. Coming up, we've got, we're gonna make our pitchers in baseball feel loved here. Oh,
they could use it.
John did some good work on that. A little bit of John Sterling and a gambling update in the state of Massachusetts. I'm still, they said yesterday was a good day. I'm not so sure. That's next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.